I'm joined on the line by local artist Mike Young. So, very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
First of all, when did you discover your passion for drawing? And was it a natural gift that you can do, or was it something you've really had to work at?
Good question. Well, I guess I've always loved, ever since I can remember, I've always loved scribbling. You know, as a kid, I was always in the corner, like, scribbling away, doing some sort of doodle, or, you know, if we was going to the beach, I'd be trying to take my pencil and pen case with me and stuff like that. But I suppose, you know, I didn't really have some direction with it. But then in the last couple of years, I've just kind of found that where I really work at it, that really does help. And it is all about persistence and putting in the time. So I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you.
You've got school post-its, which I think are fantastic. So describe them to people.
Yeah, so it's an idea that I came up with during lockdown. I wanted to come up with something that people could, you know, get in touch with loved ones that they weren't able to see. And the idea is that it's actually I actually do the pictures on little post-its, and it's like family portraits of different activities that people are looking forward to getting back to. It might be like walking the dog or a family holiday. And I create the picture on a little post-it, and then I put it in a frame, and I extend the picture onto the frame as well.
Yes. Great idea. I've not seen anybody do that before.
No, it was just something that I was, to be honest, I was just mucking about with. And one day I tried it, and it worked. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll put that on social media. And I got a really good response to it. And so it's just now I have to come up with the different ideas of what needs to go on the frame, but it's a really fun exercise as well. So I ask for photos so that I can make sure that I get to look like the person that we're drawing, and then I ask for the details, like you say, any sort of activity that they're really interested in. And it might just be, you know, that they haven't seen their mum for a long time and they're looking forward to going around the house, so I'll get the house in there, and then I'll get them run into the house in like little tracks coming off of the from the frame into the picture, and then running up and having a hug. So it could really be anything, but that's how I do it, with photos and a bit of detail.
So that's the scribble post-its, and is that on the same one as the family scribbles?
Yeah, so I do my main one, or what I started with, is family scribbles, which is illustrated portraits, and that tends to be bigger detailed pieces of art which are in colour and can be printed any size that you want. And again, people send in photos, they send in, you know, pets. And most people don't have a family portrait where everyone's together. So yeah, what they can do is collate all the pictures together, send it to me, and I create the picture from there. And some people have it with a nice white background and the people really stand out. Mm. And some people like to have it with a family home or a special holiday destination in the background.
Yeah, I think it's this lockdown especially, we've got to see so much different, you know, crafting, artwork. And really, years ago, you wouldn't have been able to get these little bespoke pieces done. It'd be very, very, very expensive. And we're quite lucky now that there's so many, you can get something that's original and different, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune.
That's right, yeah. And from my point of view as well, it's being able to come up with the ideas and then put them onto social media and actually have people tell me what they think, and then I know whether I'm going in the right direction. So from the other side, it's really good as well, because you get the feedback from people of what they want.
Yeah.
And then you can tailor your gifts to suit them.
And I was saying about your Instagram this morning, I will always look at my phone first thing in the morning, and I ended up watching a video, and I didn't realise it was your video.
Yeah, so I've just started doing these, but an idea that I had is, you know, there's lots of people at home bored at the moment, and one thing I really do want people to enjoy is, you know, getting into drawing. So I've just started doing 1 minute scribbles on there and giving people a bit of a tutorial on how to scribble silly things like turtles or penguins or pigeons or anything that comes to mind in the morning. I'll try and do it in an interesting way.
Yeah.
And they can give it a go themselves at home.
Yeah. It's one of those things, isn't it? It's a bit like singing or playing the guitar. People go, oh, that looks relatively easy. And then you have a go at it like you do a drawing and you go, no. But it's always good to give it a go.
It is, that's it. And for me as well, it's been a lot of practice. That's the thing. When I look back at some of the stuff that I did at the start, I'm kind of like, oh, God, gosh, you know, that wasn't that great. But that's how it gets better and better, is just practice, I think.
Tell us about the fairy tale print.
Yeah, so I started doing I've been a member of the Billericay discussion page on Facebook, and people put on some great stuff on there, and I really wanted to come up with something that would celebrate the town. And I lived in Billericay most of my life, and it's got such character and everything, so I just thought it would be a good idea to try and create a fairy tale version of the town and get the main like parts of it in there, like Lake Meadows and like prominent buildings in the high street, a lot of pubs, to be honest with you, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I started work on that, and one weekend it all sort of came together, and I created the print, and I put it on the discussion page, and it really went down well. So it got me thinking, you know, of other areas that, you know, I've grown up in and would like to create, and Chelmsford being one of them. So fingers crossed I can do that for this Christmas.
Excellent. And but hopefully Brentwood, because we love all that in Brentwood.
Yes, Brentwood as well. Yeah, no, I used to work in Brentwood about 15 years ago, so I know it quite well.
Yeah, it's a great place. Done some work with a writer for some children's books, but you're actually writing your own book, and you're going to illustrate that as well.
Yeah, so on top of doing the family scribbles, people have seen that, and then off the back of that, they've got in touch about their own books, and so I've created, actually over lockdown, I've created like 3 or 4 books for people, and they're not, you know, big authors or anything like that. They just wanted to create them to you know, show to their friends and family or their kids. And it got me thinking about what I wanted to do, and I really want to produce a book as well. So I'm in the throes of that, and it's kind of centered on, you know, because we're stuck at home at the moment, it's about a little girl that looks out her window and kind of imagines what's going on out there, and can really use her imagination to enjoy herself and tell a good story. So I'm hoping to have that done at some point this year, maybe by the summer. So if anyone's interested in that, they can kind of follow my progress. That's kind of on Instagram as well. So
give a shout out for all your socials.
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook, just search Family Scribbles, and then on Instagram it's family_scribbles, and people can contact me at familyscribbles82@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Mike, and best of luck, and hopefully we'll chat to you when the book's out.
Great. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Mike Young there, who is an artist, and you can check out at Family Scribbles on Facebook and at family_scribbles on Instagram for seeing the daily picture that you might want to get involved in and have a little try. They always make it look so easy, these artists, so easy.